stress.
Hello, travelers, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Quail Lodge and Golf Club in Carmel Valley. Now, if I were you, those of you listening online, I would certainly right now go to the website quaillodge.com and check out this beautiful destination as we talk about everything happening here at Quail Lodge, what Quail Lodge has to offer, all sorts of things in this next hour. I am your host, Francoise, for this hour of information that will help you decide to book your summer getaway or golf outing right here at Quail Lodge in Carmel Valley. Now, this hour, we're going to hear about the property from Max Schroeder. We're also going to hear from the chef. We always love hearing from the chefs. And you're going to hear about a Land Rover experience. Now, this is the first time I've heard about this type of experience. There's just very few and far between in the United States. This is the only one that I know of. It is really fascinating that what you can do in a Land Rover. We think we just drive them down the highway and park them, but there's a lot more. So, a lot going on. Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Quail Lodge and Golf Club here in beautiful Carmel Valley. Now, don't forget, it's Earth Day this month, April 22nd, so we need to take care of the globe. And up here in Carmel Valley, they're always taking care of this pristine area. Of course, the valley is nestled against the towering Santa Lucia Range. I'm reading that, actually. I like those words. The trees that are covering the hillsides, it's green, it's lush. There's lavender fields everywhere. Spectacular. You'll hear about Quail Meadows that actually goes with the property here. The property is 850 acres, the Quail Lodge. It's property including the golf course and Quail Meadows. The other day when Max was taking me for a little tour, the director of sales and marketing, we saw two deer, and this is in like a 10-minute time frame, two deer, some wild turkeys, let's see what else. We saw a hawk. I'm sure there was some, I think there's some eagles in the area. I need to ask Max about that because when I was driving to the Bonfire Beach Party last night at Carmel Beach that I posted on the Traveling with Francoise Facebook page, I saw a lot of photographers in this field, and I'm sure I saw an eagle that was flying. The street was lined with photographers, so lots of exciting stuff going on up here. Now, of course, Valley Harvey is back in the station. Hi, Valley.
Hi, Francoise.
Are you ready to come to Carmel at Quail Lodge?
I'll pack my bags tonight. It sounds great. It really does.
Well, next time we'll figure it out where you can come up and join me. But it is. I'm having a fabulous time. I did arrive on Thursday, folks, and it took me about 7.5 hours. I did make 3 stops, and that's from Palm Desert. And it's about 440 miles, very easy drive up the 5, cut across through Paso Robles, up 101. Then there's an exit, very simple, easy to find. And once you're in this valley again, it's when you imagine, when you hear the word Carmel, we imagine this luxurious, beautiful area. And it really is. It is one of California's treasures, certainly. And being so close to the Monterey Peninsula and, of course, Pebble Beach, and Pacific Grove, and Cannery Row, and all that. I mean, this is the perfect place to stay, the Quail Lodge and Golf Club, as your hub to not only enjoy everything they have here, but to go and visit all these phenomenal places within so close, 10, 20 minutes driving. Big Sur, just spectacular. My room, I have a beautiful suite that overlooks the putting course. They have a 9-hole putting course here. It's a California ranch-style room. I have 2 flat-screen televisions, a fireplace, king-size bed, a sitting area, of course, a bay window sit with a sitting, I forgot what they're called, right along the window there, and you can just relax and look outside. Or I can sit out on my beautiful patio and enjoy the gorgeous weather. And speaking of weather, it's going to be today, I would say, around 78 degrees. It is just beautiful outside. Crystal clear blue skies. The flowers are blooming. Everybody's wearing shorts, wandering around. Some people are already lounging by the pool. A few of them went to the fitness center. And when they could be out hiking, I'm not sure why, but there's some that just want to make sure they get that cardio work in or the weights or whatever they do in those fitness centers. I myself rather be outside hiking and walking around. The property is spectacular. In the area up here, of course, we have the little villages that dot the road here, the Carmel Valley Road, and then you get down into Carmel itself. But for those of you who remember Pasquale Esposito, he was in the Valley. He did a fabulous concert. He was here in Carmel Valley on April 14th. He gave a performance up here, and I'm sure to rave reviews because we know that Pasquale, he did a fabulous job. So I was up here looking through the paper, and it was fun to see someone I know, a performer, that was just in the Valley last year. So, again, they want to get up here to Carmel Valley. It is spectacular. Now, of course, Carmel Valley, for those of you that might not have known the story here, in World War II, many millionaire sportsmen built mansions in the Carmel Valley and invited all their Hollywood friends up here to hunt boar in the hills, play polo and golf, go to the horse shows and the fiestas. So I think that is where Carmel Valley, of course, got the tag of being a millionaire's place to get away, the millionaire's hideaway. But now there's all types of people that live here and enjoy this fabulous area. So I'm not a millionaire, and I'm up here, and I fit right in, and you will too. Now, several luminaries still have homes up here. Doris Day, I saw her home yesterday. I didn't go inside, but she has a home that overlooks the Quail Lodge golf course. It's kind of one of those fairy tale cottage, A-frame-like cottages. That's what it reminds me of, but you can see it really easily from the golf course and very light and bright. And I hear she does still get around town. She is up there in age, but she still is out and about. Merv Griffin had a home up here. They have a lot of celebrity weddings. Leon Panetta has a ranch up here. So we have some celebrities, and then we have, of course, you know, just people like you and me who just want to enjoy life in a beautiful area. The temperature here in Carmel Valley averages about 71 degrees all year long is the average temperature. During September and October, their Indian summer, it does get up to about 78. The fog stays, that's why they call it sunny Carmel Valley. The fog does stay on the other side of the hill. So I have been here since Thursday and have not seen a cloud or fog or anything. It has just been crystal clear, blue, beautiful weather. And next week on KESQ, you will be seeing the Quail Lodge. I wasn't there this week because I was up here. But next week on KESQ Channel 3, in the morning around 8:21, I will be featuring the Quail Lodge property and the golf course on the segment. So you'll get a chance to see it. And perhaps, who knows, I'll have a trip for you to try and win your own Quail Lodge trip. So, but we're not going to do that today. We're going to wait till I get back home into the station and handle all that business there because we have a lot to cover in this hour. I'm also reading some notes here where it says that Carmel Valley is approximately 120 miles south of San Francisco and at Mid-Valley about 20 minutes from the Monterey Peninsula Airport and an hour and a half from San Jose. A lot of people, several years back, I did fly into the Monterey Peninsula Airport on a private jet. It was very, very exciting. The chauffeur was waiting. It was just one of those dream trips that you think, well, maybe I might not experience anything like that, but I did, and everyone at the airport was just so nice, and they do have flights that come in and out. So several ways to get up here, easy to navigate, beautiful property. But what I think we're going to do is I think we're going to step aside for a minute and acknowledge our sponsors, and when we come back, Max Schroeder, the Director of Sales and Marketing, is going to join us, and he's going to talk about Quail Meadows, the lavender fields, what goes on in the area, what the property here has, and as far as amenities, guest rooms. We have so much to talk about right here on Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Quail Lodge and Golf Club. Go to their website, quaillodge.com, very, very simple, right now, and check it out. And again, we will be back with Max Schroeder. Again, Traveling with Francoise, Money Radio 1200, live from Carmel Valley at the Quail Lodge and Golf Club. We'll be right back.
The business news leader is Money Radio 1200. If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com. Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there. Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door, and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family-owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052. Or on the web at commandone.com.
What news is affecting the markets here and abroad? Find out by staying with us 24 hours a day. We're the station that can fatten your wallet. Money Radio 1200.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Quail Lodge and Golf Club here in beautiful Carmel Valley. Joining us now is Max Schroeder. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing here at Quail Lodge. Welcome, Max.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, and thanks for being here.
Well, it's been a lovely, lovely day. I'm sad that I have to leave tomorrow morning. I know you need my suite for someone else, but the property is just delightful. And before I came, I've been talking about the property for the past week or so, and I had so many people comment again on, is this the Quail Lodge of old? Is this the Quail Lodge that was there before? Yes, it is. But now after the $28 million renovation, you have everything is just what we need technology-wise here in the future, but you also save some of the history here. So really a fabulous property.
Yes, thank you. We really needed to respect the history of Quail Lodge. I mean, we're going to be celebrating our 50-year anniversary next year, but we also needed to invest the $28 million to bring it up to the 21st century. We needed to increase our bandwidth and the high-speed internet access and the new technology in the guest rooms with the plasma screen TVs, LCD TVs. We even have a 103-inch LCD TV in the lobby, as well as in our Valley Room, which is some of our meeting space. And that's the largest TV you can purchase, actually, 103 inches.
I thought it was awfully large. Now, speaking of business, we haven't really talked about, I think because for me the property is just so conducive to relaxing and getting out there and playing golf and hiking and tennis and laying by the pool, I really don't want to think of business. But you are going to get some businessmen and women that come in and stay at the property for events happening in the Valley or perhaps right here at the facility is Quail Lodge, which I'm sure it is. You are business savvy here. You can accommodate the businessman.
100%. And really, we're very aggressive in that Sunday through Thursday corporate business. If it's a sales retreat, possibly, or if it's a company wanting to strategize, bring their board of directors here to think about what they're going to be doing with their companies in the future. We have the latest technology in audiovisual sound system in the meeting rooms. And meeting rooms are beautifully decorated as well to incorporate the nature from the outside in. So you don't feel like you're just in a big boardroom someplace in a very corporate hotel. You can really think outside the box, get your employees thinking creatively and how to conduct business in a better, more effective way, more efficient way. I think it's an ideal spot to make sure people are getting away from that corporate environment so that they can really think what's going to be best for their company moving forward. They're relaxed. We have a great food and beverage department here who can cater deli lunches to plated dinners or cocktail receptions. We have great outdoor space for dinners or receptions as well. So really pretty much we can recreate anything you may need from a corporate perspective or even to a leisure perspective as far as the family reunions or maybe a bar mitzvah or some other kind of wedding event, that type of a thing.
Well, I like how you brought the nature inside because you have windows everywhere. I am a huge window person. I love the light from the sun, from the outdoors. You have windows everywhere. You actually have furniture that has been recreated from trees and things. But it's very subtle. In fact, I didn't even quite notice it at first, and I usually see everything until someone mentioned it, and then I looked again. I thought, oh my gosh! So it's done very naturally, very conducive to coming in here, and like you say, opening your mind and being able to function and work and be more creative. You have it set up just, I think, magically for that, for the businessman to come over here. Now, you had mentioned weddings, and when we took our tour the other day, you took me to Quail Meadows. Now, if there is ever more of a perfect, unique place to get married, I would have to say right here in Carmel Valley at Quail Meadows is one of them. Tell us about that property.
Quail Meadows was the last area of the property that was developed of our 850 acres. We developed that housing estate with very high-end homes that you don't see the actual physical houses. You just see the beautiful, pristine nature. It's kind of up in the hills a little bit further overlooking the golf course. And part of that area was the Meadows field and barn that was created specifically for weddings and events. It's a beautiful lawn pasture area that leads down to a lake with fountain, wildlife, as you mentioned. We've seen deer, we've seen pheasants, quails, of course, as well as turkeys, wild turkeys, even a bobcat or two. So it's a remote area that cannot be accessible to the public. It's actually a gated community. But for wedding guests, we either provide transportation or provide passes for your guests to get to this very exclusive private area where you can hold spectacular events. We have the full capability of either tenting an area or setting up chairs with gazebos and all kinds of different outdoor events, especially weddings. So typically, we have the ceremony in the Meadows and then come back to the clubhouse where our ballroom is available for the dance and dinner and the partying afterwards.
And what I love about Quail Meadows is like you have a blank palette, even though there's the hills and the grass, and you can go there and stand there and look at the meadow and then let your imagination run wild and really create any type of wedding or party or reunion that you want in the Meadows.
100%. And actually, we've even had companies rent the space out to do team building. So they did out on that big lawn, that big pasture, they did team building exercises to get their teams to work together better so that they could be even more productive. So really, it is a matter if it's corporate, if it's leisure, if it's social, the options are unlimited. And it is a blank canvas. We can recreate any sort of events up there. And unique. It's not like I've seen anywhere else in this area.
And joining us, folks, is Max Schroeder. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing here at the property. You've only been here 6 months, actually, in the area, and you're sold. You are loving it. Tell us what your reaction has been in the 6 months. How have you grown in this area?
Well, I had lived for the past 18 years in Chicago, right downtown. I worked in Chicago. I lived in downtown Chicago, was used to taxis everywhere and hundreds of restaurants and shopping and entertainment. And what I love about this area in Carmel and Carmel Valley is that you don't lose the quality of restaurant and shopping. I mean, we've got award-winning restaurants and chefs right here in Carmel by the sea. We've got Tiffany's. We've got great shopping, unique, and some chain shops. But it's at a much slower pace. You don't have the hustle and bustle and the congestion, and you have this beautiful nature. You can drive 20 minutes and be in Big Sur, where it's completely remote, and the scenery is absolutely stunning. And so you've kind of got the best of both worlds. I really, in my 20s, loved the hustle and bustle of Chicago, but now that I'm a little further away from my 20s, the slower life and the laid-back attitude here is so welcomed to my lifestyle. But yet you don't lose the quality of restaurants and shopping.
Yes, you have definitely adapted to the beach. You had your shoes off last night, and your toes were in that sand.
It's so true. And I can stay at the beach all day. I think I'm becoming a beach bum a little bit. But I do have to sit here and welcome our guests and make sure that people are still booking us. So that's my primary job. But after work, I'm at the beach or in Big Sur or hiking or in some of the beautiful landscape around us.
And it is so close, like I said earlier, that this is the Quail Lodge and Golf Club is a great, great hub, the place to stay so you can enjoy all these attractions and not be charged some exorbitant price because of a name. And that always bothers me that happens at Quail Lodge. Everything is so reasonably priced, in fact, beyond for what you're going to get at this property. And it's just, like I said, a great hub for families, singles, the newlyweds to come and stay here and then just travel around and come back to their comfy room here at Quail Lodge. So you've really, really captured what the traveler is looking for. Now, yesterday, I'm probably going to throw you a loop on this one. Is there an eagle sighting across the road down the way with all the bird watchers?
Yes. We have all kinds of birds from eagles to cranes. I don't know if you've seen the cranes on the golf course. Mm-hmm. Those are stunning. Tons of hawks, lots of different varieties of hawks. And, of course, the California condor is spotted every now and again, especially down in Big Sur. So for bird watchers, this is a paradise. And the Audubon Society actually even has certified some of the areas around Quail Lodge for bird watching.
Ah, okay. So now I know why all the cameras, and I'm sure it was an eagle that I saw out there. It's spectacular, the wingspan, and they were snapping away. So I thought, oh, my gosh, that was very, very exciting. And another exciting thing is you have a car show right here on property.
Yes, we have a department actually called Peninsula Signature Events that put on an annual Quail Motorsports event that attracts about 5,000 attendees every year during the concourse, the Pebble Beach Concourse motor event. And we have our own mini car show here with vintage as well as new models, Ferraris here, Land Rover. I mean, the name goes on and on of the car manufacturers. And we do about 10 different food tents from cuisine around the world. It's definitely a place to be seen and to see. Some of the styles and designs of even the people, what they're wearing is really fun to watch. But it's really all about cars and the car show and exhibiting some of the historic cars as well as the new models of the brands of cars that are here.
Well, Max, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk food, though. Coming up, we're going to talk to Kenneth McDonald, who is the chef at Edgar's here. So you can sit back now and relax, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon, and thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you, Francois. It's been an honor having you here.
All right. Okay. Thank you. And, folks, there's so much more coming to you live from Quail Lodge. Of course, they have the 93 newly renovated guest rooms and suites. They have complimentary continental breakfast, Wi-Fi, and overnight guest parking. So easy to navigate the property. They have the business center, computer workstations, all high-tech, cardio weights, you name it, all right here at the Quail Lodge and Golf Club in beautiful Carmel Valley. Go to the website, quaillodge.com. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk to Chef Kenneth McDonald, find out what inspires him here in the Carmel Valley, what he has on his menu at Edgar's, and how he can cater your perfect event here at Quail Lodge. You are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.